Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
From the 8. To the outside. Wide open touchdown. Tucker Kraft. Lambeau leap.
Highlight courtesy of Amazon. Jordan Love had himself a night. 292 yards, two touchdowns. And I thought he could have been better. He missed. He had Matthew Golden open. Underthrew him.
You're a tough one to please, man.
I thought they should have been.
Man,
they should have been
from
on their.
Jason.
Yeah, I thought they should have a foot on their throat in the end of the first half, and it was still a bit of a game. Alas,
did they not have 290-yard scoring
drives?
They did,
drives but
in the
they could have had.
Quarters of the
they
game?
Could have had three scoring drives.
I will say, they kept letting them hang around.
Yes.
They were hanging around. Who was it? Herbie was saying, oh, it's like a boxer.
Yeah. And they let them hang around. How many points did they score? The defense, they weren't
doing anything on that defense. Oh, the defense is fantastic.
Well, the defense is great. I'm just saying it could have been worse is all I'm saying. The Packers win 27-18. In a game that, frankly, wasn't that close.
Leave
and it could have been even bigger.
Go, Pack,
I'm not disparaging. I'm just saying it's week two. They could have really killed them, and they didn't. But what did you think of the Packers last night? The defense looked great.
Feeling very good about the pack. I'm a little protective of Jordan Love, I guess.
I know. I can tell.
Yeah, there were a couple throws he missed, but I think his footwork, his pocket presence. Remember, this is a guy.
Demeanor.
This guy led. No.
He's not throwing picks anymore.
With his demeanor. This guy led the league in interceptions the first 10 weeks of last season. I think they're in a really good place. Yes. That whole coaching family tree. LaFleur, Shanahan, McVay. Do they play with their food sometimes,
uh-huh.
play callers? And does it cost you on backdoor covers or cost you on overs? It can. But look, I still don't think the run game has really taken off yet. Remember, they were playing without 40% of their offensive line.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm very bullish on them. Look, that's a tough ask for Washington in a short week. My concern with Washington wasn't quarterback regression or this or that. It was Cliff Kingsbury having two straight good years as a play caller. I'll believe that when I see it. And it was an old team getting older. And they brought all the old guys back, and I'm like, they're not going to stay healthy. They're not going to be the same. Why don't you invest in your own guys? Like, even Debo is a vanity play for me. Making McLaren wait as long as he did to get his money.
And he's not
he's
in shape.
Not insane.
Yeah.
He's not in shape. And all these games matter. And, yeah, you got the Giants at home week one, and that was your homecoming game. But it's going to get tougher from there. I think they're a good operation. I don't think they're a great operation. I think they'll, you know, be a wild card-ish team. And now, if you're Green Bay, you've got 9-10 days off to get Parsons really indoctrinated there and, you know, work on his back, whatever's up there. Now, look, they've suffered some injuries, too. I mean, and they can't seem to keep wide receivers healthy, but I think LaFleur can scheme guys up, so... I'm holding Green Bay Super Bowl tickets.
Yeah, so I know you
what
are.
I thought of that. That was way before the Parsons trade.
You did.
Think of the two teams, and I know looking back at last year's winning percentages and things like that can get you in trouble, but you just blew out the number one seed from last year, and you won by two scores against the team that was in the NFC Championship. the Packers, they won by 9, but that game, it felt like a lot more than that. There were two very impressive wins. That defense is really, really good. I understand Micah Parsons don't grow on trees, but it's amazing what you have when you have a dude, when you have a freak that the opposing offense has to game plan for. But for them to make those offenses look as bad as they did in back-to-back weeks, hats off to Green Bay.
You've now got 10 straight games of Jordan Love looking really good with a QB rating of a 110 in that span. They're not turning the ball over. That's a tough place to play. I think their corners are better than other people thought. Internally, they felt very good about their corners. I don't think they miss Jaire Alexander right now.
No.
And Bone, last year, they were 10-1 outside the division. They couldn't win in the division, which is unusual for them. Usually they can at least push Chicago around. Campbell's had their number. They just beat Campbell week one.
Beat the hell out of them.
I don't think Chicago's a bad matchup for them. So, like, they're going to win more than one game in the division. They've already won one. And they almost ran the table outside the division last year.
What do you think of Parsons so far?
Ridiculous. Yeah. Spectacular. Bonkers.
He's a freak.
What's he had, a sack in each game, and he's creating pressures, and he's doing what he's advertised.
The way you have to approach them now.
The Pittsburgh Steelers are looking to go 2-0 this weekend. Yes, Jason has the money line against Seattle, and Mike Tomlin, their head coach, talks about his quarterback, Aaron Rodgers.
I just thought he was game all day. But again, you guys asked me last week, why was I confident? That's why I was confident. That's what I've been looking at in preparation, and I'm appreciative of it. Not only his efforts, but the efforts of the collective.
So, Seattle's defense, I would expect, is going to be better than the Jets' defense was. Though, when the Jets got pressure on Aaron Rodgers, it wasn't as good. What do you think of Aaron Rodgers week two?
Look, I think he's going to have to average more yards per attempt, more, you know, yard average depth of target. They're going to have to recalibrate some of those things. I'd like to see him. If I'm a Steelers fan or if I'm holding a Steelers money line ticket,
yes.
I'd like to see him connect with Metcalf downfield a little bit more. I think the Calvin Austin thing is interesting to watch. He seems to have something going with him. They've got to figure out the Gainwell and Warren timeshare and who's better in which parts of the field and what they're asking them to do. I got to think the defense plays better than it did last week. I mean, I just kind of do.
Can't be worse.
And if you're scoring at home, Mike Tomlin comes into this season with two straight home losses. Mike Tomlin has not lost three straight in a row since the end of the 2012 season.
Wow.
And it's always tough, a West Coast team going east, playing at a 1 o'clock game.
Seattle looks like they're without their number one corner again. Sam Darnold without Kevin O'Connell is a little different than Sam Darnold with Kevin O'Connell and Hockenson and Jefferson and Addison and all the creatures and that offensive line and all the Darisaw before he got hurt, all the stuff he had in Minnesota.
Yeah, I'm thinking this is going to be one of those stereotypical ugly under games that the Steelers play and they end up winning.
Let's stay in the division. The Bengals are 1-0, but it was not pretty against the Cleveland Browns. They're looking to go 2-0 this weekend, and Joe Burrow talks about the second half struggles.
Yeah, obviously, second half wasn't what we wanted last week, but still things to build on. Still, obviously, room to improve, and every week you learn from both the good and the bad and move on.
Somebody throwing away their garbage right by the microphone, but 7 yards in the second half.
How about that?
That's quite a stat. They take on the Jags, and word is Travis Hunter is going to play more corner on Sunday because of the Bengals wide receivers.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contrast. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, he's whatever. Look, if the Bengals offense doesn't take off against this Jags defense, something is really horribly amiss. I think that's probably an over game. I'm not a big Trevor Lawrence guy, but I think he's going to be able to move the ball on that Bengals defense. Look. Whatever happens in Cincinnati in September, it's like the Ravens in the fourth quarter chokes. I won't believe it's over until you have a 3-1 September or a 4-0 September. Like, I won't. Like, they won last week. They had no business winning last week. And I suspect they have more trouble putting away what we're going to find out by January. It's not even a mediocre. It's a bad Jags team. Like, I bet they have more trouble putting them away than most people might think.
That's exactly it, where we did best bets an hour ago, and I was thinking, okay, Cincinnati. But no, I can't take them this early on the season, especially coming off that type of performance against the Browns. Like, it boggles the mind, all of that talent offensively, to get 7 yards and a half. Like, how does that happen? How does this continue to happen after they played in the preseason, thinking, okay, we might be able to start fast and
knock
the
rust off
live reps?
One note before we step out. Ed Oliver was so good against the Ravens Sunday night. He is out Sunday against the Jets with a foot injury. How big of an impact could that have on the game? The Jets ran the ball really well.
Yeah, it has an impact. I've got a little parlay in that game. Josh Allen anytime touchdown, Justin Fields anytime touchdown. It's like plus 450.
Wow.
Want to bet? Should you give it out on Want to Bet?
I actually haven't yet. That's going to be probably on tomorrow's show.
That's a tease.
That's a gimme. That's a giveaway.
Well,
shouldn't have done that. Beltway Ben's going to slap me with a ruler.
Well, he is in charge. And, you know, it's a great segue because coming up next.
Oh.
Time for Want to Bet with Beltway Ben. What's he looking at this weekend? Where's he putting his money? He's going to tell you next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.